Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy's good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Greetings and salutations, friends of Southwest Florida. How are you today on a terrific Thursday out there? I am Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. It is the Sheeman and Shepherd Show on ESPN Southwest Florida. Rick Church on the other side of the glass in for Chris today. And, of course, you are listening on a myriad of stations throughout Southwest Florida on the Sheeman and Shepherd Radio Network. Don't forget, you can download our app. It is free, the ESPN Southwest Florida app. You can listen live there, too. Take us with you. Also, our website. You can listen there live or go back in time and listen to past podcasts, best ofs for Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPNSWFL.com. You can follow us on Twitter at ESPNSWFL. You can follow me at Craig ESPN. Pete Shepard's at PSHEP326. Our phone number and our Stony Brook Golf Club text line remain the same, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. A big show today. We've got Field Yates. He'll be on from ESPN. We'll be talking NFL Wild Card Weekend, coaching carousel and whatnot. The business side of sports, Rick Hora will join us. We'll have Wikipedia and another giveaway to the Food Truck Wars as well. So a lot to do. We say hello. Pete Shepherd, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing? I appreciate what you're doing, but you don't sound great. You sound fine on the air, actually, but I can tell you you're not doing well. You're sticking this out. You're being a trooper.
For those that don't know, I announced on the air, I've been doing the show this week from home because everybody in this house has COVID, including myself. I was telling Rick right before I got on the air, I have like as many, you know, when you have the flu or the cold, maybe you got two or three symptoms, you're bothered for a few days. This is like six or seven different symptoms. I've got them all. Each one by themselves, you can handle without any problem. But at the same time, it just kind of kicks you in the butt. I can hear my voice right now. It's a little raspy from all the coughing and tickly throat. It's just everything all at once. It's very annoying, but... Anyway, I don't think I'm going to die tomorrow or anything like that. So I just wanted to finish the week, get some rest this weekend.
Yeah, as long as you finish the week, and then we just, you know, after that is all gravy. Or at least make it through Wild Card Weekend. At least make it to, because we have Monday off, at least make it till Tuesday.
Well, I told you, my goal in life is to live long enough to see the Lions in a Super Bowl. So I got to live beyond this year.
Yes, you do.
Unless you're playing Madden. Long beyond this year. Yeah, exactly. What's new in your world? Everything good?
Having a good, beautiful day. Absolutely. Yeah, beautiful day. It's awesome. Bart Scott with some interesting advice for Josh Allen, which I don't think is all that crazy. Great exchange today on Get Up, which we're going to get to in a bit with Diana Rossini and Bart and Damian Woody, Lewis Riddick. And I was watching it live when it happened. And it's actually not the first time I've heard that theory, but we'll get to it.
Okay. We'll get to all that.
I don't think it worked for you. I don't think it works for curing your symptoms. But if you were playing in 0/-8 windshield weather on Saturday night, Bart might be onto something.
The Viagra. Okay. We'll get yes. to that. I want to hear this. And by the way, also, I know a lot of people were wishing me well on the time. I'm a little more coughing a little more today. If I cough on the air, I apologize. I don't have a kill switch in here. So anyway, just please bear with me. Rick Church on the other side of the glass. Let's say hello to him real quick. Rick, how are you?
Good, 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 good.
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 All right, now.
Good, 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 good. Good, good, good.
Better than you, Craig, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, I'm glad you are good. We will take some time. I want to jump in. You're the staff Minnesota Viking fan. You guys cleaned house this week. I'll get your reaction to that a little bit later. And also, Rick, we have a new New Year's resolution you may not be aware of.
No more Miley Cyrus?
No. That's Sting.
Okay.
We are hell-bent on doing our Sports Center rundowns as close to the top of the hour as possible. No more 18 minutes late, 30 minutes late.
Fantastic.
That kind of, we've set the over-under at 8 minutes. We've touched eight twice, but we've got them in. So since Chris isn't here, Pete's going to handle it. I don't believe we have a sponsor for this one.
Not till 5 o'clock. Not till 5.
If everybody's ready... Let's do it here at 4 minutes past the hour.
Wow.
It's time for a Sports Center rundown. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Pete Shepard.
All right, Rick, the Minnesota Vikings have reportedly requested to interview Catherine Raich for the vacant GM position. She currently serves as the Eagles' vice president of football operations. She's believed to be the highest-ranking female personnel staffer in the NFL, is the first known woman to be targeted for a GM interview. MLB players and owners having a bargaining session today for the first time since the owner lockout commenced on December 2nd. Two sides during today's session will discuss the core economic issues that present the greatest challenge when it comes to negotiating a new collective bargaining agreement.
Okay, lots of interesting stuff. And a quick text from Chad the Bucks fan. Hey, Craig, you're going to have to join my dad and my uncles with a TV in your coffin to see the Lions win a Super Bowl in 500 years. I do remember that when Chad did text that in back in the day. All right, let's talk about Viagra.
Well, why don't I just play the cut and you can react, because it's all set up by Diana Mersini, who I love. And, you know, this is great. When they have these guys, when Diana's on with Damian Woody and Lewis Reddick, and, you know, they're filling in for Greeny. Or they're filming, I don't know who she's filling in for. Or Stephen A. On Get Up.
Okay.
Or Greeny. Right. Whatever it is. This is Diana Mersini along with Damian Woody, Lewis Reddick, and Bart Scott. And this is all about Josh Allen.
Okay.
Issue with Josh Allen over the last 15 years, he's the second worst completion percentage in the NFL in freezing temps. The guy hates the cold. He doesn't play well. And he says the reason is because he's got bad circulation. So his toes get cold. And as you know, with your feet.
Can I get you a suggestion for him?
You want me
Josh Allen listening? Can people get this message to him? Viagra. Take some Viagra for the game, baby. That'll fit that circulation going right.
I don't know how to move off of that.
I don't have any medical background, so I don't really have a response to that, but you played, so you must know something.
A lot of us take Viagra, right? Because Viagra opens up the blood vessels.
A lot of us take Viagra. What do you mean
a lot of NFL players, at least in my day, took Viagra because it opens up the blood vessels. A lot of endurance athletes, because Viagra was first a heart medicine, right? So it builds up circulation, which makes sure that it gets the circulation to the feet.
Okay.
These statements have not been evaluated by
the team.
I was going to go Buffalo, like just go wings, extra hot, but you know, you seem to have a better
signal. What were we talking about?
I don't think he's going to necessarily be taking Viagra from what I could tell through the conversation. He didn't share that with me. But he did say he's going to be standing next to heaters when the defense is out to keep those toes.
He'll be hot.
Either way, you know the Patriots are going to try to take advantage of the fact that he doesn't have success in the cold.
Lewis Riddick, can you get us back to something like reality here? What impact does the cold have on a game like this?
Yeah, man. Let me recalibrate here.
Yeah, we're all a little thrown off.
All right. I don't think what Bart Scott is saying is crazy at all, as I've heard this theory on more than one occasion, and I don't doubt it. And the facts are true that Josh Allen in the freezing cold does not, in real cold weather, has not played well. Like a lot of other quarterbacks haven't, over the years. It's not that uncommon. And it comes down to, you know, the simple things like just the exchange. It's going to be about 8 below with the wind. The kickoff temperature is about 0. They're talking about somewhere between 8, maybe between 8 and 10 below wind chill factor time. And also, I read today, there's a possibility maybe the game actually, the temperature might be a little higher at kickoff with also some snow is possible as well. I saw that report, but it's too early to predict. I've been following the Buffalo weather all week. But right now, we're talking between 9 and 15 mile an hour winds, which isn't too bad. And game time temperature of 0 with a below of somewhere between negative 8 to 10.
Okay.
I don't think it's
that
nuts. Cool. I don't think it's a crazy theory at all. And he's right in what he says that other players have done it. I know it's kind of funny, but.
Yeah. And this is in his head already because, you know, Aaron Rodgers, he's like welcoming the cold. He knows it's an advantage. Brett Favre welcomed the cold. Josh Allen seems, I don't know, maybe he's not a big fan of it. But yeah. I'm curious about that statement that Bart said that other players do it. I would assume he knows that to be true. It sounded like he was trying to be serious while everybody else was laughing around him because it's an odd topic. But I'd be curious to know from other players if that's what they do to get, I mean, whether it's warm or not, just to get circulation maxed out. Every day I hear a new story about a new use for Viagra. And my understanding is it doesn't thin out the blood. It opens up blood vessels.
Yes.
For what we think we know it's for. But that also helps in every day I hear a story like it helps Alzheimer patients and it helps this and it helps the heart and it lowers blood pressure. And so I when he said that, I was listening, not in a joking manner. I was kind of listening to try and learn something.
Yeah, Damian Woody almost fell off his chair. Looked like he was going to pee his pants. And everybody's kind of looking at him like Bart had three heads. And, of course, Diana Hosting, who's a woman, obviously. And it's kind of, you know. But it is. Bart's right. And Green Falcon just texted. And that is what helped the coma COVID patients. Common COVID patients. Expanded blood vessels allow for more oxygen carried in the lungs. It helps COVID conditions, among other things. It definitely was invented. So now I'm talking about, I don't think you're using it in Tampa, you know, on an 80 degree day, or even, you know, even on a rainy 75 degree day, like it's going to be over here on Sunday.
Well, he kind of indicated
it's cold weather. It's people who are in the Northeast like this and in Green Bay when these occasionally get these unbelievable, you know, freezer bowl type games, like what is going to happen on Saturday night. You know, this is not something that happens at 35 degree. But when you talk about negative 8 to 10 with a wind chill, I can understand why you do it.
Well, I was kind of reading in between the lines with what he's saying. I don't think you need it necessarily for a cold day. I think these endurance athletes, it might help in warm weather, too, for the same reasons. Mm-hmm. Just endurance and oxygen through the blood and all that. There might be something to it. And while you have a very mature text from Green Falcon, I see the one from 6'3" that says, well, maybe Viagra will keep the sack countdown. very funny, 6'3".
Yeah.
So,
But you know how superstitious professional athletes are, right, Craig? Not just in football, but baseball, you know. So whatever advantage that they think they can get, and it could be a placebo, you know, anything that they think is going to help them psychologically and physically, they are going to use as long as it's legal. And sometimes it's not legal, but you know, some guys down 5 cups of coffee before they go on the field. That's how they get juiced up, or they'll take caffeine pills. Yeah.
Is there anything in Viagra that would be deemed illegal PED wise? I don't know. I don't know that it would. I don't know.
Not that I'm aware of. Not that I'm
aware asking. Look, my interest is piqued in this. I am curious very much about this. This is an intriguing theory. Usually when Bart says something like that, I just, you know, blow it off and go, I wish we had a better lead-in show. But
you know what's going to – now, tomorrow is Friday, and I'm not sure. I believe the quarterbacks are going to speak on Friday again. So that's probably going to be the first question, or one of them, that Josh Allen has asked. Would you consider using Viagra for that particular game Saturday night against the Patriots, which is going to be more than likely below zero with the wind?
Yeah. Look, I mean, stuff like this comes up all the time. I mean, it was scandalous when Joe Namath, we learned that he wore pantyhose underneath his outfit. Guess what? It stopped the wind from cutting through, and he was the warmest player on the field.
And I think guys were doing that even before it came up public with him. They may not have called it pantyhose, Craig, but that's what it was. Mm-hmm. It's long johns. What's it like? We wore long johns back in the year. Not nobody down here doesn't know what that is. That's
right,
lived
right
down here full time. But you know, when we were kids, if it was that cold sometimes, and it would be. You remember standing at the bus stop in 10-degree weather? Sometimes it was brutal.
Yeah,
absolutely brutal. And
some of the worst.
Yeah, and I totally get it. And like I said, psychologically, football players will do whatever it takes for them to try for in their own mind to get that winning edge.
Yep. Good point, Roland Thunder. You haven't texted in a while, but he said it is a performance-enhancing drug. Yeah, it is. I meant the other kind.
Well, it's supposed to only last for 3 hours, right, which is typical about a football game. So you know what I'm saying. It's.
I believe the commercials say if it works more than 4 hours, please call a doctor.
I think Josh would be okay with that as long as he could feel his feet.
Yeah, we told you. Once the feet go cold, the whole body goes cold. That's what you got to keep warm. So.
But it is interesting, and I'm sure it's going to, you know, it's gone viral already. But I don't think it's an outrageous statement by Bart Scott at all. And he wasn't laughing during it at all. He had a half smile when other guys were falling out of their chairs. But
yeah,
I don't think it's a crazy theory at all. I don't think it's a theory. I think he's dead on, and I believe him 100% that other players have used it in the past. There's no doubt in my mind that it's happened.
Now, I would love to hear from a medical professional in our audience. I mean, Lord knows, anytime I ask a question about weed, we get 300 texts. Okay, is there a legitimate doctor in our audience? Is this theory plausible? Would the doctor even recommend using Viagra to keep your blood circulation and your fingers and your toes warm in a cold football game? I would love to hear from somebody with some legitimacy or some initials after their name, like MD or something. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, it would. Absolutely would. I'm sure we're going to hear something from somebody. And like I said, I don't think what Bart was saying was, I think it was dead on accurate. Absolutely dead on accurate.
Not crazy.
By the way, somebody tweeted out Patriots Bills the last time they played in 1963. A 2-minute and 20-second video that I just retweeted. It was December 28th, 1963. Patriots won 26-8. Game time was 105. The weather was 20 degrees, and the attendance was 33,044, and I believe it was at Fenway on ABC that day.
Yeah.
But a warm 20 degrees. So you don't have to take Viagra, it's 20, but when you have 10 below, that's a different story.
Yeah, exactly. Chris in the car with a text. Josh Allen might be okay, but the center might have some problems with him taking Viagra. That's funny. Bill in Naples says Josh Allen should say that he'll take Viagra as long as the TV promises no close-ups. Exactly. Yeah. All right. Doctor, please.
Man.
All right, so you had a story in your rundown. Who was it? Somebody's interviewing the Vikings are interviewing
Catherine Rage,
Eagles front office to be GM.
Catherine Rage, yes. Yep. And again, she's the second in command up there in the front office for the Eagles, and believed to be the first woman ever to be given an interview, or they requested the interview for her to be for the Minnesota Vikings. Very highly respected.
But she would not be the first female GM. Susan Toes Spencer in 83 was GM of the Eagles, but her dad owned the team. So, like you said, the first to be interviewed, that's all accurate.
She's the highest-ranking female personnel staffer in the NFL right now, and the first one to be targeted for a GM interview this year.
All right. Well, I think now would be a good time to bring in resident Viking fan Rick Church, and not so much about this unless he had an opinion about it, but were you attached to Mike Zimmer at all? And, you know, they clean house coach and GM over there in Minnesota. Are you is it time, Rick?
Yeah, I mean, it was clearly it was time. Yeah, I like Mike Zimmer, you know, but I mean, 8 years and, you know, I mean, the you know, for the first cut, he won two division titles in like his first 3-4 years on the job and a couple of playoff wins. But yeah, it's probably time. I was a little more surprised by the Spielman move. Because, boy, as far as, you know, making personnel moves, I think the Vikings have been, you know, pretty solid in that department, and the guy's been with them like a decade. So that was a little, but obviously, you know, they're just, it's time to blow it up, right? I mean, they should have made the playoffs this year.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of teams that should have made the, I could say that, you know, how about the Chargers? Even Miami, you could, you know.
You know, but I actually heard your boy Field Yates say it, and it wasn't on this show, but on another show, he said Mike Zimmer was 5 plays away, or the Vikings were, from being like on a 12-win team.
Yeah.
Literally 5 plays. Missed field goals, overtime penalties, et cetera, et cetera. So.
But again, then you look at, I understand that, but you look at the Ravens and the coaching down the stretch during, as banged up as they were, and I know people want to use all, and I'll give you a little latitude. However, you know, the amount of 2-point conversions they went for, the cost them games this year, I think 3 of them. That backfired on him. Staley over in the Chargers. I mean, absolutely arrogance to think analytics is just going to win out every single time. Sometimes you got to go with your gut, and you got to go against the analytics, depending on the situation.
You're right,
Look
Peter.
The Miami Dolphins. I mean, they lose by 3 in Oakland or Las Vegas. They lose by three to Jacksonville in London. I mean, there's 3 or 4 teams out there that were 2 or 3 plays away from being in the playoffs.
And I don't recall at any point that saying, now, why is Mike Zimmer doing this? Or why? What kind of decision is that? So it's kind of hard to vilify him. But at the same time, you got to wonder about the locker room and stuff. There's been a few comments from some Vikings, too, about there being what they called a culture of fear with Mike Zimmer. He was not really a personable coach's player's coach kind of guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's some there, I think. It works for some coaches. I think it works for Belichick, but he's earned it. Are you a Kirk Cousins guy, or is it time to move on there?
I got to be a Kirk Cousins guy, Craig. I mean, we got him, and, it's easy, again, to go back in time and say, well, at the time, I believe they did what they had to do to bring in the really only quality quarterback that was available at that time. I'm glad they didn't stick with a Case Keenum, which a lot of people wanted him to do, or Teddy Bridgewater, which a lot of people wanted him to do. And Kirk Cousins had a great season. I mean, statistically, numbers-wise, he had a great season. He's not a bad quarterback.
He throws a pretty ball. There's no doubt about it.
He really does. But I don't know how to explain why he can't just seem to get him over that intangible. But, I'm okay with Kirk Cousins. We're stuck with him. Who's going to take that contract?
All right, see if you can riddle me this, boys. You some numbers here. 62.4%, 3,563 yards passing, 27 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. Sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that Cousins?
No.
Wait a minute. Give me those numbers one more time.
62.4% completion percentage. Passed with 3,563 yards. Almost 4-1 touchdown interception ratio. 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions.
I was going to ask, are you going to tell me that's Teddy Bridgewater? But I don't think he had 27 touchdowns.
No.
I feel like that's where you're going. You're going to surprise me with who this is. Well, that wasn't Kirk, because Kirk passed for more yards this year. I don't know where are you going? I'm intrigued. Who is that?
I will tell you, the general manager of this team said about this individual today. I'll give you one more hint. When we made the decision to make a move on blank, at the time of the decision, we felt good about it, and I still don't regret it. I won't make a comment on who's going to be here and who's not going to be here. That's not fair.
That would be Carson Wentz in Indianapolis. Yes. Chris Ballard's comments one day following Frank Reich also refusing to commit to the future. For Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz's touchdown ratio was really that good?
27-7.
I'm stunned
7.
By that.
Yep. Just because you remember the last things you saw, which was actually the last month wasn't great.
But with a big asterisk, Pete, look at the last 6 games of that season individually.
Oh, I know. That's what I said. The last it has not been good. And really, and even the win over the Patriots, he didn't do anything special. And he sure as hell didn't do anything in Jacksonville. I mean, it was just awful.
I think he only completed 5 passes against the Patriots. Like you said, nothing special. It was one of those type of weird Mac Jones type games in the car.
Yeah.
And this was both Frank Reich and Chris Ballard made these comments a day after, from what I understand, they had a little come to Jesus meeting with Jim Irsay. And Ballard and Irsay both grilled Frank Reich after the Jacksonville loss and said, dude, what happened here? I mean, it was. I kind of had the feeling if he didn't have more years on his deal, they were going to punish him by getting rid of him. And, I mean, to me, it keeps coming down to Carson Wentz. But, hey, those numbers aren't horrible. But I also have seen him make some pretty dim-witted plays throughout the year, too.
They're horrible the last few games. There's no doubt about it. It's just amazing, though. It is amazing that certain trends in sports seem – to continue, and they haven't won in Jacksonville in 8 years, and they've lost by an average of 14.8 points every time, and they lost by 15 on Sunday. Now, what is interesting about Wentz, he carries a $28.3 million cap hit for next season, or for this season, I should say, in 2022. If they cut him, they could save $13.3 million in cap space and have a dead cap number of $15 million, which I absolutely think is what is going to happen.
Yeah, and they can swallow
that
too.
Or they can trade
because nobody will take them, I don't think. But yeah, they'll try that first. Then they'll cut them, and they can carry that $15 million of dead money because they're in good shape salary cap wise. Yeah. I believe every once in a while you throw those lists at us. The Colts are always in great shape salary cap wise.
Yep.
So he's gonna be cut. So, yeah. But then again, you got a team that I think in Indianapolis is built to be good right now. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, do you want to go that whole rookie route again and draft somebody in a year where there aren't great? I mean, I don't know what you do. Maybe you go all in on an Aaron Rodgers and see if you can pull off a miracle.
Or Aaron Rodgers or somebody. I don't know if Deshaun Watson would ever be on their radar. I don't know how seriously Deshaun Watson could be on anybody's radar until we see what happens in court.
Yeah. Having lived there, maybe I'm wrong. I don't think that fan base would support a guy with sexual assault accusations. I don't think they would. I don't think that would go over well in the heartland, as they say. I could be wrong. Maybe I'm outdated. I don't know.
I kind of hear it. But don't forget what Irsay went through. I mean, he had bags of money and drugs in his car.
Yeah. No, you're right. But he's the owner. The buck stops there. What he can do, get rid of your owner.
Winning solves everything. Winning makes a lot of people look the other way. Maybe. You're right. Aaron Rodgers could be in play. Yeah. I think Aaron Rodgers could be in play for a few teams, especially the ones that can afford it.
And I think Green Bay is now on the table where it wasn't. I would have bet anything that he wouldn't stay. I think it's 33% he stays with Green Bay. I think it's 33% he walks away if he wins and retires.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
And at 33% that he forces the trade.
I don't think he's walking away and retiring. Maybe an outside shot if they won the whole thing.
That's what I said. If they win the whole thing, he walks away and retires. I think that's on the table. I would not put that at zero. I would not put that at 0%.
Yeah.
He's just a different cat. You just never know. I mean, nobody thought Andrew Luck was going to retire.
I think the 33%, I'm going to stick with that the entire offseason because you just don't know. And what he's, anything comes out of his mouth, I just take it with a grain of salt. But the one thing we all agreed on before the season even started, regardless of all the drama that he created, was that he was going to have an MVP-type season. Me personally, I still think Brady should get it. It's real close. I mean, we're splitting hairs. But, I mean, if you just look at all the numbers, Brady's had a better year. The interceptions are less for Rodgers, but everything else favors Brady. Mm-hmm. And he's throwing the ball 35% of the time more. And I don't know. I think it's going to be right down to the wire. And those guys, I really don't care. I just care about who gets to the Super Bowl.
You have a better understanding than I do on the balloting. What if Rodgers and Brady split a lot? I mean, can a Cooper Kupp swing in and get it? How do they?
Just
one vote.
Well,
there's 50 votes of one. So, right? You don't put together a list.
Exactly. So if they say they end up with 23 apiece, and that they probably split it, probably be co-MVP. Because I don't see anybody. Obviously, there's only leave 4 votes left.
Right.
I bet you somebody is not going to – there'll be people. I can't believe it'll be more than 10, but you never know. You saw the prejudices that come into play. What's his name?
Hub Arkish will not be voting for Aaron Rodgers.
No, so maybe he doesn't even vote for Tom Brady. Maybe he votes for Cooper Kupp, And there are probably others that feel the same way about this player or that player.
Yeah.
But it's too bad that it has to be that way.
All right, we will continue. We'd love to hear your reaction, 239-337 ESPN, to everything going on here. If there are any doctors with legitimate thoughts on maybe Josh Allen taking Viagra to help his blood circulation and on a cold day, it's going to be zero. We'd love to hear from you, 239-337 ESPN. Wildcard weekend starting Saturday, doubleheader on ESPN Southwest Florida. Coverage starts at 4. Bengals hosting the Raiders, followed by Patriots and Bills. You can listen to every snap of the playoffs on ESPN Southwest Florida, thanks to our NFL playoff sponsor, Twin Peaks. Sheeman and Shepherd, warming up on a Thursday on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Well, this may come as a shock to some of you guys.
There's more to sports than the final score, but let's face it, the final score is pretty important.
Get that through your head!
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard, Rick Church on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida on a Thursday. Field Yates will join us in an hour from ESPN. We'll get his insight on the coaching carousel and get us ready for our wild card weekend. And Barton Hahn on ESPN today said that Josh Allen should take Viagra to help his circulation because he is troubled by circulation in his fingers and toes on cold days. It's going to be zero when he take on the Patriots this weekend.
Yeah, he initially said that I'd get up with Diana Rossini and on this one. Yeah, but Bart Scott, yes, is on. Hey, I'm looking at, in case some of you are thinking of flying up to the Bills game. By the way, that game I said earlier that it wasn't at Fenway. It was actually with the game actually took place. That's right, in Buffalo at War Memorial Stadium back in the day. In the day. But on right now, you can go to the Bills-Patriots playoff game at Highmark Stadium for as low as $33.
Really?
$33, section 339, row 38. If you want to pay $34, you get section 336, row 28, and section 314, row 32. The key number there is 3. You're obviously way up, but still, to go see a playoff game, whether it be negative 10, negative 8, and maybe feel worse up in the boonies up there, for $33, I might think about it.
Is the wind chill significantly colder up there? I mean, you're getting hit with it up there.
And even if it was zero, or if it was 30 degrees, and you know the way, Craig, it's you feel it. Forget what it's zero at kickoff, and then you talk about negative 8, negative 10. No thanks.
Well, you and I both before we knew each other, we've deduced that you and I were sitting pretty close to each other in the back row at Jacksonville for the Eagles Patriots Super Bowl.
You were
I was freezing for that. People were wearing knit hats around me. Now, you probably were there in shorts. You're not bothered by it, but I thought it was particularly cold.
I was not in shorts. I was in a nice pair of slacks. So, still an underused word. And a nice polo shirt. But, I did not bring a windbreaker. Probably should have. But, as the game went on, I was too busy being puked around by the Philadelphia Eagle women that were at that game. And I told you how they took over the bathroom in our section, and it was disgusting what happened. They took over the men's room. Literally, there was a coup d'etat at the men's room in Jacksonville. I will never forget it as long as I live. But luckily,
I got to tell you, Eagles fans, had, in my experience, one just hauled off and punched one of my people in my crew in the face on the Thursday night out there. I just, for no reason. It's unbelievable. Yeah. I'm perplexed by a couple of texts we've gotten from Art, the Bills fan. He says, Rick Church, biscuits and gravy, ? But then he followed up, Rick Church, Spanish omelets or biscuits and gravy for Sunday. Rick Church, are you stealing our guy?
What happened to Captain? What did Deb say?
Nothing.
He gets the food with Captain Deb on the Saturday show, but the golf show usually has nothing.
Oh, Sunday. I'm sorry. I feel so
gluttonous even talking about it, really, fellas. But
so what's going on here?
Well, you know what? Like Jeff and Andy often make jokes about, hey, man, how come we know? You know, they're always talking about the fishing show breakfast like you guys do. And they're like, it kind of sucks. We never, So last weekend, the Bills fan shows up at like 7:55, bangs on the back door, and brought us some of these like unbelievably delicious like breakfast sandwiches with croissants and and beef and egg, and they were just delicious. And he brought a pecan pie, so we were just blown away. So anyways, now it looks like I just told Art, I texted him back. I texted the boys, and we'll put it to a vote. But, so now it looks like we got breakfast on Saturday and Sunday this weekend. So.
Well, Jeff's going to say both.
Yeah,
Jeff will say one, Andy will say the other. Yeah, no, Jeff gets first take.
Well, I voted for biscuits and gravy personally, but I did text the boys.
It's Georgia over Kentucky in that relationship, so Georgia
wins.
That's
right. Well, I'm a little bit torn. I'm
what
happy
about in
for
basketball?
You guys. You don't get anything on Sunday, so I'm happy for you there that Art's taking care of. But I'm also a little jealous because Art has taken care of us Monday through Friday. He's our guy, but I'll allow for it because I love everybody.
We're not stealing him, Craig. I think this is just a temporary easing of Jeff and Andy's pain. By the way, Jeff just texted and he said, gravy, baby. So we've already got two votes. We've already got two votes for biscuits and gravy, Art. I think that kind of seals it.
I love biscuits and gravy. Andy. I don't have it a lot anymore because, me being a type 2 controlled diabetic, I watch all this. Not that I wouldn't have a little piece of it, but it's also, that's very heavy to do a radio show. Not that it's not delicious. It's delicious. But when you're doing a radio show, that can, especially if you have that early, that can kind of, you want to nap in about 20 minutes later, don't you? It all sounds delicious.
It's Jeff never slowed me down, Pete.
Jeff is celebrating his Georgia Bulldogs.
Whatever Jeff
He's
wants.
Kind of in the moment.
No, Jeff, whatever Jeff wants. In fact, I think the biscuit should be in the shape of a Georgia helmet. The logo.
There you go.
The G,
how about that?
That's hard to do.
No, it's not. You get a little.
You screw it up, it's going to look like a six.
No, get a little cookie cutter. And with the, I'm sure they have Georgia helmet, Georgia emblem cookie cutters. Yeah. Stick it in the biscuit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's the topic.
All right. This all sounds good. Now I'm hungry.
Me too.
Other NFL notes. I haven't had lunch yet, as a matter of fact. The Bears, they interviewed Doug Peterson. And the Browns executive, Glenn Cook, for the GM job. We'll see what happens there.
Jordan Schultz, who's out in the tri-state area, says up in New York, don't sleep on the prospect of Brian Flores to the Giants. I'm told owner John Mara respects and likes Flores. He's a Brooklyn native. And that Flores would prioritize the G-man job, quote, at or near the top of the list.
I think it'd be a good fit, actually.
Yep.
I think it'd be a good fit.
Yep.
I have nothing but good things to say about Brian Flores, and that Giants organization's been a bleep show for a couple of regimes now.
Yeah, but it really has.
He's not going to embarrass you. Let me put you that way, okay? He's not going to embarrass the organization.
It's going to be really interesting also what they do with Daniel Jones. You know, whoever whatever GM comes. And again, you know, the GM's got to be hired first, right? The GM has to be hired first. So it's great
in
that
theory.
Mara likes Brian. You know, Mara likes everybody. You know, I mean, I understand. I don't doubt that he would have Flores at the top of the list, but you got to have the GM there. He said the GM is going to, you know, is the GM has to hire the coach. Or they
he's
have to
all
be
but admitted he's moved too fast in the past.
We're going to get to Mara's comments because they're kind of like the stuff that he says, and I have the utmost respect for him. But you know, when he talks about you know, having to blow things up again, we're going to get to it. But the fact that he said about how Chris and was it Tim or Tom, his sons that involved, and they're not really involved; they're just fanball. No, I think that organization, what has bit them in the butt more than once over the last few years, is they're too damn sentimental. And backfired
Eli
on them,
Manning.
Eli Manning badly and some other players where they should have let him go, and they didn't. And now we're going to see. It's going to be fascinating to see who comes in as new general manager of that organization.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll hear from John Mara at Sound Street right around the corner. We got a lot to get to, so maybe we'll break just a smidge early, and we'll take care of all that so you can hear it. Listen all week for your chance to weigh your win into the inaugural Food Truck Wars Saturday, February 5th at the German-American Social Club in Cape Coral. This event will feature dozens of the best food trucks from across the state with thousands of dollars up for grabs. It's important stuff, and they've got Pete Shepard as a celebrity judge. Now, Pete, are you judging by yourself, or is there like 10 judges?
I want to say there's 3 or 5. I forget. I don't think. You know, I think I want to go out on a limb. I think Big Mama's going to be there too. I think.
Okay.
I think.
All right. Well, that's all good. That's February 5th. And for all the details on that, you can log on to our website, ESPNSWFL.com, and listen each day for your chance to win your way in. That's coming up in just a little bit. Sound Street next, Field Yates next hour. We got a lot to do on a Thursday. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, let's start with the New York Football Giants. John Mara speaks, the owner. He says that it pains him, as he's gotten rid of a GM and a coach here. He says it pains him to have to blow things up again.
Yes, we've gone through this process far too often in recent years after having a lot of years of stability, and it's not a fun process at all. There is nothing more painful to me than making that long walk down the hallway to tell somebody, particularly a good person like Joe, that we're making a change. It's gut-wrenching for me. It's been gut-wrenching every time I've had to do it, And obviously, I've had to do it far too often lately. And that's why we're in this process again, and we're going to get it right this time.
Those mediocre Tom Coughlin days in between Super Bowls are looking pretty good. You know, every time he was on the hot seat, Coughlin would turn around and put together a Super Bowl run and then stink for a while, if I remember correctly.
Not really stink for a while. The worst he ever did was
like 500.
7-9, and then they fired him after that season. That was
What I remember.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Amara says he's never been as embarrassed about the franchise as he is right now.
Hey, John, I'm curious, is this your lowest moment in your association with the Giants? And is this as embarrassed as you've been about the franchise?
Honestly, I would have to say yes. Yes, it is. I kept thinking during the season that we had hit rock bottom, and then each week it got a little worse. So honestly, I'm not proud of saying this, but if I'm going to be 100% honest, I would have to say the answer is yes.
All right, moving on to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, getting ready to take on the Eagles this weekend. Here's Bruce Arians. He said this Eagles team is much better than the one they saw earlier in the year.
Totally different, playing with a ton of confidence. Won a bunch of ball games since we played them. And, so once you get in the playoffs, anything can happen. So they're going to be fired up. They got a ton of weapons, and they look pretty healthy. It's a totally different football team than we played back there in October.
Okay. Yes, it is.
And Jalen Hurts says the Eagles still need to stick with the fundamentals that got them here.
The importance of fundamentals going throughout this week, the importance of detail, and just doing simply doing the things that we've done all year. You know, I preach about the process. I preached about it when we were 2-5, and I preached about it when we made the run we made to get to this point. Nothing changes as far as our preparation and our attendance of football team. So it's all about getting better every day and doing the things you need to do to get better every day. Because, you know, you either get better or you get worse. You don't stay the same. So having the right focus, attention to detail to get better every day throughout this week and put ourselves in a good situation come game day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
Now, a lot is being said about the Steelers-Kansas City game. Ben Roethlisberger pointed out how nobody is giving the Steelers a chance here.
I mean, we're probably 20-point underdogs, and we're going to the number one team that's – I know they're not the number one seed, but they're the number one team that's won the AFC the last 2 years, arguably the best team in football. We don't have a chance, so let's just go in and play and have fun.
No, Mike Tomlin was very, glib about it too, and he sounded way more relaxed about saying the same type of thing. Ben's, I thought, attitude was sort of forced a little bit the way he's thinking. But like I said, Steelers got nothing to lose. They got nothing to lose. Yeah, they can lose the game, but I'm saying there's no pressure on them at all. They are going to throw everything in the kitchen, but the kitchen sink at them in this game.
And it looks like they're getting a couple of receivers back. Juju Smith-Schuster,
yes.
He's back off the IR practice.
Yes,
remember, he had the shoulder in October.
Yeah, against the Broncos in Week 5, he had the dislocated shoulder. He's back.
They get James Washington back off the COVID list, so you never know. Here's Big Ben saying, "Hey, baby, we're playing with house money."
We haven't discussed it, but I think, I would assume as a group, you understand that we probably aren't supposed to be here. We're probably not a very good football team. We're out of 14 teams, I think, are in. We're probably number 14. We're double digit underdog in the playoffs. So let's just go play and have fun and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Listen, they've made it to a Super Bowl as the worst seed in the playoffs before, or sixth seed in the AFC before.
Okay, so is Green Bay, but a much healthier Ben Roethlisberger, much more in prime Ben Roethlisberger, and they weren't your average sixth seeds. Let's put it that way.
I'm not picking them in our picks tomorrow. Although, how big is the spread now? That might tempt me.
I think it's up to 12.5. Right, yeah, 12.5. Yep. Let me see. I'm looking at right now, it is 12.5. Yep.
Okay. Here's Patrick Mahomes on the other side. He's not sleeping well with Big Ben and the Steelers at all.
He's an all-time great quarterback that's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day. But he's still playing great football right now. If you look at the big throws that he's made to keep their season alive, we know it's going to be a great challenge for us. Not just him, but that entire team. They have an attitude about them. They have a mindset that they play with. So we're not taking them lightly at all. They're a team that that has beat a lot of really good football teams. To get to play against Big Ben, it's an honor for me. I mean, he's a great football player.
6'3" has texted in that he's got $100 on the Steelers money line. Are you serious?
Why not? Why the hell? And you know, and let's look at that.
To have them win outright?
Well, why, I mean, okay. Look, if you can, why not? And the money line right now, by the way, for that game would be.
Mm-hmm. By the way, while you're looking that up, 6 for 3, just send me the $100.
Yeah, give me a second. I can look it up.
Okay. All right. All right.
But yeah, it, very, very interesting.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't do it, but. I wouldn't go money line. I'd want the points. I mean, what is?
Yeah, but it is interesting. The money line's got to be over 3-1 here. Out. It is +475.
Okay,
100 to win 475. If you bet the money line on the Chiefs, Craig is -700. 700 to win 100.
That's okay. I'm gonna probably avoid that altogether. By the way, I gave you a winner last night. Told you, what did I tell you? Oh, Mavs-Knicks, safely under 205. They hit 193. Winner, winner. I'm 2-1 this week. Red hot.
I'm 3-1. I gave the Bruins easily clobbered the Montreal Canadiens, and the stupid Maple Leafs forgot to show up against an even worse Arizona team and lost 2-1. But
yeah.
3-1 on the week.
Didn't Chris give away like 3 picks last night? I don't know how he
did. Yeah, I don't know how he did. I forgot all of them, to be honest. But I don't know.
All right, coming up, still more to get through. We'll hear from Jimmy G, J.J. Watt. By the way, T.J. Watt appealed the sack record. He thinks he should have got another sack. We'll tell you how that went. And Aaron Rodgers and his toe. We'll have all that coming up, plus Field Yates at the bottom of the hour. It's Sheeman and Shepard on a Thursday on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.